Britain's message to terrorists.
We are not afraid.
House vote on health care.
We have not cut the deal yet.
A bumblebee makes the endangered list.
A lot of our food is dependent upon these bees.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With the Union Jack at half staff for the victims of yesterday's London terror attack, Britain's Parliament returned to work a few hours ago.
We shall now observe a minute's silence.
The SUV, a knife rampage near Parliament, left a police officer and two others dead. The attacker died too. Prime Minister Theresa May.
While the public should remain utterly vigilant, they should not and will not be cowed by this threat.
An American couple is among the injured. The man is in critical condition. From London, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer begins our team coverage.
The attacker is still unnamed, though Scotland Yard says they know who he is.
Senior anti-terrorism officer Mark Rowley.
It is still our belief, which continues to be borne out by our investigation, that this attacker acted alone and was inspired by international terrorism.
He is British-born, and he'd already been investigated by the British Domestic Security Service's MI5 for links to violent extremism. But he doesn't appear to have been on the radar in any of the investigations connected to the terrorist attacks of the last couple of years in Britain and also in France and Belgium. Police carried out a series of raids across Britain overnight here in London and also in Birmingham, where the attacker lived. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
Dozens of police officers dressed in black, carrying machine guns, stormed inside that apartment as we're told police outside had their guns fixed on the windows. We're told police were led to this location because of that rental car that was used in the attack. Witnesses here say three men were taken out of the apartment. At this point, it's unclear if they were arrested or what other evidence was found inside. In total, police say they raided six homes here in Birmingham, London, and elsewhere in the UK. Police, though, at this point, not being specific about what charges those arrested are facing, which means at this point it's unclear what role, if any, they may have played.
I'm Jim Taylor. Here in New York, increased security across the city, counterterrorism forces deployed, long gun teams dispatched to the British consulate outside City Hall and the Grand Central Terminal, a larger canine presence than usual. Similar stories of increased security across the country. Los Angeles, high-profile police presence at transit hubs like airports, bus and train stations.
Well, the numbers seem stacked against the Republican health care bill that's up for a vote today in the House. Democrats oppose it, and conservatives do too, and they seem unwilling to budge. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Now, this morning, CBS News counts 31 House Republicans who have publicly said they can't vote for the bill without changes, and that's more than enough to kill it. But North Carolina's Mark Meadows, chair of the House Freedom Caucus, said last night he's encouraged by signals that a last-minute deal could be reached.
Just based on the real willingness of not only the White House, but our leadership to make this bill better.
The Freedom Caucus wants to see the bill kill what are called essential health benefits, the requirements that every policy cover things like maternity care, mammograms, and mental health. Now that could lead more moderates to back away. The conservative group is due here at the White House to meet with the president at midday. Steve?
There are new calls for an independent investigation after House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes told President Trump that intelligence picked up some conversations between foreign officials and members of the Trump team during the transition.
What I've read bothers me, and I think it should bother the president himself and his team.
Top committee Democrat Adam Schiff says with more than circumstantial evidence emerging of collusion between Trump officials and Russia, Nunes should have taken the information to the committee first.
This is deeply troubling along many levels, but among the most significant levels is it really impedes our ability to do this investigation the way we should.
Judge Neil Gorsuch is through 2 days of questioning from the Senate committee considering his Supreme Court nomination.
As the Judiciary Committee prepares to vote on Gorsuch's nomination Monday, he's offered senators no assurances on how he'd rule on the court to the frustration of Democrats.
I'm not going to make any promises in this process to anyone about anything other than to be the best possible judge I can be.
Senator Dianne Feinstein.
For us on this side, knowing where you stand on major questions of the day is really important.
Republicans say it's inappropriate for Gorsuch to reveal his personal views on key issues. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
A trail of death in northern Wisconsin began with a domestic dispute at a bank. When police got to the scene in the small town of Rothschild, two people had gunshot wounds and the suspect was gone. Then shootings were reported at a law firm and apartment in nearby towns. When it was over, a police officer and three others were dead. Police Chief Wally Sparks.
This was one suspect at this point in time. He has been taken into custody. And I want to let the community know there are no current threats.
In New York City, the death of a black man at the hands of a sword-wielding white man from Baltimore is being labeled a hate crime. Police say the suspect's a 28-year-old Army vet who took a bus to the city. The Trump administration has added, for the first time ever, a bumblebee to the endangered list. CBS's Mark Strassman says the rusty patch bumblebee is a key pollinator, important for our food supply.
Over the last 20 years, the species has suffered a 90% decline in population and habitat, a range that once included 28 states and stretched into the upper Midwest and Northeast. Entomologist Becky Nichols.
Loss of habitat, pesticides, diseases. All of these things contribute to the overall decline of pollinators.
Bumblebees, honeybees, butterflies, in all, about 40% of so-called invertebrate pollinator species now face extinction. Professor Sidney Cameron teaches entomology at the University of Illinois.
One in every third bite of food is pollinated by bees. A huge factor is the bumblebee itself. If that's not important, I don't know what is.
Mosquito season's just around the corner, and health officials are thinking again about the Zika virus.
In the Emergency Operations Center at the CDC here in Atlanta, they're gearing up for another year of Zika-carrying mosquitoes where one bite could be devastating to the babies of expectant mothers.
I'm a practicing obstetrician-gynecologist, and I've been here at the CDC for nearly 20 years, and I've never seen anything like this in my experience in working in infectious diseases in pregnancy.
The CDC's Dr. Denise Jameson calls it an urgent public health problem that won't be solved until we have an effective vaccine. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
If Obamacare is repealed and replaced, the loudest cheers may come from tanning salons. It's now estimated about 10,000 have closed since Obamacare took hold. That's about 55% of all that were operating. A 10% tax on tanning salons is a key part of funding for Obamacare, and it made it too expensive for some to stay open. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.